All right, we're back to the 8 unbreakable rules. I shared the first three real quickly. You must be qualified. It means you need to be the right person to do a startup. Determination. You need to be self-motivated, goal-oriented. You need to have a strong why you're starting this business. Number two is your business idea needs to be qualified. Again, we just don't go after something because we like it. And I gave the illustration of scrapbooking and the fact that I love golf, but I wouldn't start a, you know, I wouldn't own a driving range. And you need to have a business plan.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
But number four, you need to protect yourself and your business. I can't tell you how many startups mess up here. You know, they don't have, they have some intellectual property. Maybe it's a name. And they don't trademark it. They don't service mark things. They don't have no compete agreements with maybe some critical staff. The problem is when you're first starting a business, it's, you know, a good staff member looks at something and goes, wow, I think this is going to be profitable. And they split from you and try to duplicate it. I had that happen because mine started growing so fast. I mean, I had people try to take my name and reverse it. And really, you know, it's crazy what I went through. And I learned a lot of these the hard way. Contracts. Partnership agreements. You set everything up as a corporation. You just do things right. Use a payroll company. I'm constantly preaching that. Man, too many startups get in trouble with taxes and things of that nature. So you need to learn to protect yourself and your business from day one. Number two is you need to build a successful team. I can't think of anything done by one person that really stands out to me over the history of time. There's always somebody behind that person. And if you look at some of the greatest businesses of all time, they're partnerships. I mean, you look at Warren Buffett, he's got Charlie Munger. You got Bill Gates with Paul Allen and Microsoft. And Walt Disney had his brother, Roy Disney. And I can keep going on and on, but my brain's shutting down on me, trying to betray me. But the point is, you want to build a successful team. And it's not just partnerships. You know, you need to have great staff. I keep saying the reason why small businesses don't do so well, and not only do they fail, but they don't grow, is they have lack of talent. I joke about nepotism. I don't know. I mean, I love my family reunion, but I don't look around and go, wow, there's 10 of these people that I want working for me. Okay. I mean, I don't see it. If when you have a staff meeting, you look around and it's all kinfolk, you probably don't have as good a staff as you think you have. I'm just going to let you in on that secret. I'll let you hire one, maybe two, but you get much deeper than that and you have a business of under 10 people and your family makes up 30% of it. I don't think that's a good idea, but you need to be able to build a successful team. You need to build a cabinet. That's your, you know, your accountant, you know, again, maybe your payroll company that works with you. You know, maybe you have a consultant that helps you, whatever it is that you can put around you to help you grow your business. Maybe it's a mentor, whatever the case may be, you need to put people around you that gives you a good team. Maybe you have a good bank that you work with. All these are a part of your team. It's employees, it's partners, it's, again, it's your professional staff, your accountants, your bookkeepers, things of this nature. But again, you need to build a successful team. Number six, marketing is not optional in my unbreakable rules. Golly, they don't tell me you're a word-of-mouth business. Because that is a 1-2, maybe a 3-person operation. But if you're trying to grow a successful business that'll have multiple locations and it's going to be worth, you know, it's going to do over $1 million in revenue, it's not going to be a word of mouth business. How are you going to attract customers? What is the message you're going to use? What are the vehicles you're going to use to reach out to them? What's your competitive advantage? What is the brand you're building? Marketing is not optional. Again, I've shared with you, I don't know if you know this, but Budweiser sells beer. Well, how do I know that? Well, they spent about $20 million at the Super Bowl to remind you. Every football game you watch, there's a Budweiser commercial or one similar. Again, your most successful companies in the world advertise constantly. Number seven, know your numbers. Golly, when I meet with a small business and he tells me I'm going to meet with my accountant in 2 to 3 months and we're going to go over everything, I'm like, you have no clue what's going on. Well, let me talk to my bookkeeper. No, the bookkeeper should be giving you those numbers daily. You need to know every day what it costs to operate your company, what needs to come in every single day, especially in the startup phase. Man, that's like flying a kite. It doesn't take much to bring a startup down. And you need to run it accordingly. You need to know every, you know, important number, what it costs to make your product, what's the margins, you know, what are you spending on advertising, what are you spending to acquire per customer, what does the average customer spend with you within your different services, which ones are the most profitable, which ones have the most margin. You've got to create a dashboard. I get a dashboard sent to me twice in every 24 hours. Between 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning, I get an email from my private CPA in that she works for me. Okay, period. And she looks over all my bank accounts, and I get a list of every one of my company accounts and what's in there. And if there's anything that doesn't quite make sense to her, she'll put asterisks and ask me notes. And she'll go into my companies during the week to make sure that all the books line up with what she's seeing online. Okay. Then within my company, I get a report at 4:30 at the end of the day that talks about, well, how many customers reached out to us? What did we contract? How much money came in? What, another dashboard. And this is what actually, you know, the one I get in the morning is, you know, bank related. Well, the one in the afternoon is activity related. What actually happened today? So I get two dashboards every single day. So no matter where I'm at, anywhere, I could be anywhere in the world and I can look at these and see a problem or see a pattern developing. So again, you need to know your numbers. Number eight, learn from experiences. What do I mean? I've said this often, is that failure heard through a secondhand story is a lot better than hearing it firsthand, experiencing it firsthand. You need to constantly be learning and getting experience as a startup. You need to grow an area of expertise. You've got to bring something to the table. My area, again, I really like marketing. That's probably my strength, building teams. I'm always studying how to do that. So you need to learn from experiences, and you get that through coaching, mentoring, reading books, podcasts, you know, going to seminars, whatever it is, you need to be a learner. You know, golly day, if you're not getting any smarter, getting any better expertise, and you're trying to be a successful entrepreneur, it's not going to work. So let me just run through these eight kind of quickly. Qualify yourself as an entrepreneur. Make yourself the right person. Again, a great idea in the hand of an idiot is just a bad idea, okay? Number two, your business idea needs to be qualified. And let me reverse this. You can be a super sharp guy, but if the idea has no marketplace for it, I mean, again, I joke that we can bang some ideas and make them work, but I've had some ones that didn't work because I really didn't qualify the idea enough. I really should have tested to see if there's more of a market for it. So again, your idea must be qualified. You need to absolutely know that you have people that want this and are willing to pay what you think you can charge for it. You need to do some test sampling. Number three, you need to have a plan for success. And that's just a, you know, an active business plan, a, you know, big to-do list with deadlines and your costs. That's probably the key things on there. What's going to cost in every area to get this thing off the ground? What's your daily costs going to be? What's going to cost to produce your product? What's the margins? And just a massive to-do list. Is there licensings you need to get? But you need to develop a battle plan. Number four is you need to protect yourself and your business against, you know, setting it up as a corporation, using payroll companies, protect your intellectual property, you know, your contracts, your no-compete agreements, your partnership agreements. Protect yourself. Be smart. Do it on the front end. Number five, build a successful team. Okay, it's important. You know, build a cabin of professionals that help you, that give you great advice, that protect you, that you can go to. Your staff that are servicing your clients, I mean, always try to hire great talent. Number six, marketing is not optional. Again, I tell people in my other book, you know, you want to build a brand. But simply put, you know, you need to attract customers all the time. Every day you need to attract new customers. Number seven, you need to know your numbers, create a dashboard system. You want to be able to look every single day and know what your company's doing. You need to have some metrics, some measurables. Number eight, you need to be a learner. Learn from experience. And you can get this experience through books, through podcasts, through coaching, mentoring, whatever the case may be. Don't stop learning. And don't let every failure be firsthand. Learn it through other people. You know, again, I have a group of guys that I play poker with, and they'll say, hey, listen, I tried to put a location down there, and I don't think that market's as good as you think it is. And guess what? I didn't put a business down. I thought for sure it would work. And the more I looked into it, he goes, no, it's kind of deceiving. Because you would think it would, but I didn't have good luck with it. Great, I saved a ton of money. Lost money playing poker that day, but learned money not doing that business. So again, they were the eight unbreakable rules for business startup success. That book's on Amazon. It's actually a really good read, and it's got some great reviews from New York Times bestselling authors. So glad that you listened to the podcast today. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.